I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Hello, yummies, and your own magic new listeners as well. My name is Raquel Ross, because for some reason years ago I decided to go by Raquel Mantra for anonymity, but that's nearly impossible in this digital age. But I came up with Raquel Mantra while I was journaling. I was looking around for words, and I wrote many of them down. And when I wrote them down in my journal, Raquel Mantra had a nice ring to it. So I went with Raquel Mantra. That was before I even started podcasting. But so I think I came up with Raquel Mantra in 2016. I remember seeing it on a billboard in Bali, and I was like, that's it. But I had to write it down with some other words, just to make sure that one is the right one, and it just felt like the right fit. And so my online persona has been Raquel Mantra since 2015 or 16, I believe, and I've been podcasting here since 2017, which I definitely feel is very special. But this month, I've enjoyed reading through your topic and question suggestions on yourownmagic.com. And for this last one of January, I thought this topic would be the most fun to discuss, the best to discuss. It's one that is true to my heart. It really, really is something I love to talk about. And this is from Morgan, who is living abroad, but she is from North Dakota. And Morgan writes, "Hi Raquel, I've been trying to get into journaling, but sometimes I find it mundane and have a slight fear that someone is going to read these thoughts I find so sacred, so I don't even start. But I also feel so deeply that it would be one of my best healers, as there are a lot of thoughts I want to spew out and release. Also, my wrist cramps when I journal, which makes me stop. Can you do an episode on journaling? Getting yourself to journal. Love and gratitude." Ooh, Morgan, yes, thank you. The many different mental and even physical obstacles that prevent all of us, I would say most of us, because we're human, from doing what many assume is so simple. But man, those hurdles are a strong force. And I want to acknowledge and thank you for your honesty and vulnerability in sharing your thoughts and concerns about journaling. I mean, it's completely normal to have all these mixed feelings about starting such a deeply soulful personal practice. And so I hear you, and I appreciate your willingness to explore this healing avenue. And there are so many reasons I feel we may run into these mental obstacles. So I want to point out others so others might feel seen and heard, because I feel like I've been through most of these these hurdles when it comes to journaling. Even though I know it's the best for me, it doesn't mean my mind doesn't sometimes win, even though my heart and my soul are begging for me to release the thoughts. It happens. It happens. We're human, you know? And so you pointed out a major one, fear of someone else reading it. I mean, yeah, we always have a concern for our privacy. I mean, these are supposed to be our very most private inner thoughts. And so the idea of someone else reading our journal, even the idea of it, really feels violating and intrusive. Yes, like the thought of it, even if the action hasn't actually happened, just the thought of it feels violating and intrusive enough to prevent someone to want to pick up the pen. I get it. So hence why many people might pause this concern for privacy, and honestly, all the other hurdles we mentally have to overcome. It's legit. It's a legit concern. I get it. And the other mental hurdles might be the fear of facing whatever it is, of course, whatever is really going on. It's sometimes very emotional experience, you know, to get to the root of anything or face anything we've been suppressing. It can be a ego bruiser. We might fear experiencing that heartache all over again. And also confrontation, even with the self, especially with the self, honestly, can definitely be uncomfortable. So obviously we might have that hurdle. And some of us might have a perfectionist issue. So let's not forget perfectionism, because even though this is for any degree of perfectionism, but they might need their writing to be perfect or seem perfect to themselves. Or maybe it's the organization or the environment is not so perfect, or they're not feeling like as they're writing, it's their most eloquent, articulate phrasing, because we're really just supposed to word vomit. It's not supposed to be perfect. In fact, it needs to be sloppy and just really let out whatever it is. No one's gonna read it. It doesn't have to have perfect grammar or anything. So sometimes perfectionism might be a hurdle indeed. Or maybe it's lack of time. A lot of people think that journaling can be time consuming. They would rather do other things on their own time, or they just have busy lives and they're like, journaling just doesn't make sense right now to sit down and take this time, or prioritizing this time writing my thoughts because I have so many other things going on. I get that. I totally get that. And then of course people deal with negative self-talk. I mean, there are those that have low self-esteem that engage in this negative self-talk, and so they believe that their thoughts and feelings aren't worth recording, aren't worth even expressing to a journal, to the universe. And they might lack the ability to express themselves effectively because of this. And of course, there's that uncertainty about how to start. You know, it's always scary to approach something new, even know what to write about. That absence of a clear starting point or structure can be overwhelming and deter them from starting a journal, which I highly recommend just looking up journaling prompts and following those prompts. Here's some for you. How about, what are three things that you're grateful for today and why? That's a nice one to start with. That's one I can often go to when I don't really know what to write about. Or how about, describe a challenge you've overcome and the lessons you learned from it. That's a great one in self-discovery. Or maybe you can have a meditative journaling experience where you close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and then write about the thoughts and feelings that surface. Write those down once you open your eyes again, unless you can write with your eyes closed. And then another one might be, describe your ideal creative space, your ideal bedroom, your ideal house. Describe the future you want to manifest. What is it that you want in this life? Is something more future-based can be fun. Or maybe you can reflect on your habits, like identify a habit you want to cultivate or change, and what steps can you take to make this progress? Those are just some simple journaling prompts for you to begin in this moment if you are unsure of where to start. And if you don't know, or you have a hard time choosing which one of them, here, I'm going to give you one, and this is the one you're going to go with for today. What was the highlight of your week? And how did it make you feel? That simple. And it doesn't have to be long. You can just write a paragraph, you can write a page. There's really no rules, but the biggest thing is just start. The key is just getting started. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. And then of course, if you do happen to run into physical issues like a wrist, your wrist cramping, your hands cramping, or maybe you have a visual impairment, of course, maybe a voice note might help, or you can get a digital journal. There's so many tools and apps and platforms out there for you to use. If you don't happen to have a journal right now, but you want to physically write something, just grab a paper, and then when you do get a journal, put the paper in your journal. And you'll remember that paper was special because it was your first journaling piece. But you don't have to wait for the perfect journal, the perfect moment, the perfect environment. You can really just journal and let those thoughts out anywhere. It's so important. It's so worth it, as it gives you the opportunity to look back on your memories, or even better yet, take control of your thoughts and your mind and help you shift your perspective, help you bring light to things that maybe you had a opaque or muddied mind over. I mean, journaling encourages a lot of self-reflection, and it provides us this time to explore our thoughts and emotions and our experiences and have this introspective process, which gifts us a moment of deeper understanding of ourselves and our values and our goals. And of course, this will help us with clarity and insight on what's going on with our lives and our thoughts and our feelings. We can not only clarify them, but organize them. And through the act of putting these thoughts into words, we can gain insights into our challenges and find solutions for whatever these challenges are, and, you know, understand more about these areas for our personal improvement on a day-to-day basis. It's also quite a stress reliever. Expressing our thoughts have been linked to stress reduction, of course, but expressing them in writing as well have been linked to stress reduction in many studies. So putting emotions into words, we can experience a release of tension and a sense of catharsis. And this can contribute to our improved overall mental and spiritual well-being. And it's a great coping mechanism, of course. Another thing I like about journaling is it's an effective tool for tracking our plans or our goals, keeping us in line with whatever we want to do, especially somebody like me who can be all over the place. Sometimes I need to sit there and write down my plan, my goals, my agenda, whatever it is, just to kind of keep me grounded here on earth and help me articulate my aspirations and break them down into actionable goals and steps and, you know, create a roadmap for my own personal and professional development. And so it's a great way for all of us to do that. And then, of course, one of the first prompts I gave you was about gratitude. So many people might use journaling simply for their gratitude practice, to cultivate this practice where they can often write about the things that they're just so appreciative of, they're thankful for. They can, you know, shift their focus towards the positive things going on in their life and promote a more optimistic outlook, which is so lovely. Along with, it can help with our emotional regulation. I mean, journaling helps in the process and regulating of our emotions. So it can help us to explore these complex, wild feelings and identify these patterns and develop, you know, healthier emotional responses to various situations, which is such a beautiful, helpful thing. And then, of course, it can boost our creativity. I love thinking that this will help engage us in this free-flowing writing process, which stimulates our creative senses, our creative juices every day. Journaling really can be a tool for helping us explore new ideas and, you know, channeling new thoughts and feelings and whatever, and visions or whatever it is. Because we're expressing ourselves artistically when we journal. Even if it's sloppy, we're not trying to be a perfectionist. We're just writing down our thoughts, but we are also expressing ourselves, which will bring out our artistic self. And we can find innovative solutions to our problems, which is a beautiful thing. And then, of course, I feel that it's a beautiful way to practice mindfulness. I mean, we get to be present in this moment with our journal as we are aware of our thoughts and our feelings. It's just us with the universe, nobody else. Nobody else needs to know what's going on except for you, or you and the universe, you and your higher self, you and your higher power. And hey, if the idea of your even spirit guides or angels reading whatever's going on is stopping you, which has before with me, I realized, like, A, let's say that they're around, they likely know everything. B, I don't have to think of that. I don't have to think of that. Just think of this is between me, myself, and I. Or me and the universe. I feel like the universe isn't going to judge me, so I don't care. Also, your angels in the universe want the best for you, right? That's what I like to believe. They'd only want the best for you. So if you let it out to them as if they're your therapist, they're not a replacement for therapy, but it's a form of therapy, right? So if you express yourself fully and honestly to the universe or to your higher power, to your angels, whatever it is you believe and you connect with, they'll hear you. And that means they'll only want the best for you. So they'll help you. They'll hear your plea. Hear your prayer. So my soul doesn't have to hold on to it anymore. I mean, these words are so powerful and they have this extraordinary ability to shape our reality, the words that we let out. So when we take pen to paper, we are able to experience a lot of growth and self-discovery. So you know, journaling, it's not just about thinking of the past events of the day or whatever sometimes we think that it's about. It's about truly articulating the nuances of our thoughts and our emotions. And we get this moment, this quiet act of writing, which gifts us whispers of our soul, what our soul is wanting to share within us, with us. So the beauty of journaling transcends time and circumstance. It enhances creativity, it improves problem-solving skills, and it fosters emotional resilience. There's so many reasons to journal, as it allows us to witness the beautiful threads of our life. I, of course, understand the resistance, the many different hurdles that I had listed before, but there's no right or wrong way to journal. Just grab that pen, grab that paper, and allow yourself to just go. Or grab the voice note, grab the digital journal. And if you're worried about consistency, of course, start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a significant impact. And find a comfortable space. Make it a beautiful ritual with your coffee or your tea, and let the words flow. Oh, there's nothing I love more than having my coffee in one hand and my journal in the other. Ooh, I love that. I love that morning so much. And it's just a gift that you can give yourself a few moments of undivided attention in this wild, wild, fast-paced world, right? It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful form of self-care. And so I hope that you just dabble in a little bit. You know, I hope that this helped you in some way or inspired you in some way to just pick up that pen and paper. That's all. There's no wild steps necessary or needed, but to make it a habit, it is nice to be like, I am going to commit myself to journaling every morning or every evening or every lunchtime, whenever you think that you have the time. You know, it's not just a habit though, it's a profound act of self-love. So if we can embrace the beauty of journaling and make it a part of our daily routine, we'll witness this extraordinary transformation it can bring to our life. Maybe we'll dive deeper one day into the art and the world of journaling, you know, and just explore practical tips and address common challenges. Who knows? But I love journaling, and I love that you're interested. At least you have a seed planted that you're interested in journaling, and you feel it within your soul to journal. So this is your sign to journal. This is everyone who's listening and feels like they need to journal. This is your sign to journal. And so with that said, I send you off to journal. And I'm sending you my love and gratitude. I hope that you have a beautiful journaling journey. That's cheesy. All right, send in my love, Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.